For the last 7 years, Alaska has offered financial incentives to draw filmmakers and reality TV crews to the state. But as lawmakers scramble to fill a widening gap in the budget, Alaska's film tax credit program is on the chopping block. Governor Bill Walker has proposed cutting three positions from the Alaska Film Office without auditors and accountants to help review information from production companies. The program would essentially go on hiatus. The Film Office had been authorized to grant up to $200 million in tax vouchers before it's set to expire in 2018. Just 10% of available tax credits have been dispersed. Instead of leaving them on the table, Senator Bill Stoltz of Chugiak has introduced a bill that would eliminate the program immediately. In testimony to the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee on last Thursday, Stoltz said the state can't afford to do otherwise.
It's not like there's $170 or $180 million sitting there now, but it's further exposure to our treasury as tax credits slash subsidies are approved, and I don't think it's sustainable.
This isn't the first time Stoltz has made that argument or attempted to repeal the tax credits. He and other lawmakers have questioned whether the program creates jobs for Alaskan crew members. According to the Film Office, about 90 residents worked on TV shows or films that qualified for incentives last year. Those productions had another 60 employees come from out of state. Stoltz told the Labor Committee that film production has clear financial rewards for Alaska's service industry, like hotels and caterers.
There are Alaskans that have participated and benefited, but it's up to you as policymakers to determine whether or not this is the most appropriate way to spend scarce resources.
The Labor and Commerce Subcommittee will be taking public testimony on the film tax repeal tomorrow.